AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Less than a day after President Trump slammed Attorney General Jeff Sessions in a New York Times interview, White House Deputy Press Secretary Sarah Sanders told reporters,
"Clearly he has confidence in him or he would not be the Attorney General."
AP's Chad Day reports that in the interview, Trump appeared to warn Special Counsel Robert Mueller not to delve into his family's finances as part of the Russia election meddling investigation.
He particularly seemed to single out as kind of a red line that if Mueller crossed that and started looking into those matters, that might be something he considers to be a violation of what Mueller's charge, basically what he is supposed to be investigating. He did stop short of saying that he would fire Mueller, but it was clear that this was more of a warning shot across the bow.
Battling brain cancer, Arizona Republican Senator John McCain tweets his appreciation for the outpouring of support and quips, "Unfortunately, for my sparring partners in Congress, I'll be back soon, so stand by." South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham says the reality of the diagnosis has hit him hard.
"I started getting a little emotional on the phone because I can't think of anything I've done since 1999 politically, in many ways personally, that was worth doing without John."
O.J. Simpson will be paroled by the state of Nevada after he finishes 9 years of his 33-year sentence for robbery. Warren Levinson with more.
O.J. Simpson breathed a heavy sigh of relief after he won parole. Convicted of armed robbery in a botched attempt to take back mementos that belonged to him, Simpson continued to insist he never hurt anyone and never meant to. Among those testifying at his hearing, Bruce Fromong, the dealer he took the items from.
"I've known O.J. for a long time. I don't feel that he's a threat to anyone out there."
Simpson could be free October 1st. His controversial acquittal in the murder of his ex-wife Nicole was mentioned in passing, but it was not part of this case. I'm Warren Levinson.
This is AP Radio News. A former Navy sailor has been sentenced to 40 years in prison for the 2016 stabbing death of a transgender woman in Mississippi. 21-year-old Dawana Hickerson pleaded guilty today to murder and the killing of Dee Wiggum in a hotel room. Hickerson will also have to serve 15 years for a robbery charge. Billionaire Elon Musk says the government likes his plans for high-speed tunnels. Ed Donahue has details.
Musk tweeted he received verbal government approval to build an underground hyperloop between New York and Washington, D.C., making it just a 29-minute trip. He didn't say who gave him approval and admits a deal is far from finalized. The White House confirms it had positive discussions about the tunnel with Musk, who is hoping to break ground by the end of the year. The Hyperloop system would move pods at high speeds through vacuum-sealed tubes. Musk's plan for the New York to D.C. tunnel includes stops in Philadelphia and Baltimore. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.